As we mount the dais, we arrive at the pulpit. At one time, pulpits were movable, apparently to avoid drafts in the building. This is the third known location for a pulpit in our church's history. Originally, it was situated in the centre of the building, just to the south of the main aisle. It was then located at a position at the front and centre of the present dais until it was finally located in its present position in 1875. Today it is in limited use because most sermons are delivered from the Lagulia in front of it. It is thought that this provides a less formal and possibly less intimidating atmosphere for delivering sermons than when they were delivered from the pulpit. In the main body of the church, pitch pine was used for pews and panelling, whereas oak was used from the chancel steps to the altar when the choir stalls and organ loft screen were added in 1903. Before moving into the chancel, the wrought iron screens and gates installed in 1909 and the mosaics on the floor of the chancel are worthy of note.
Before we look at the altar and the east window, let us take a short detour into the clergy vestry. Here we find an example of an ancient Easter sepulchre carved from stone in its traditional location at the east end of the north wall of a church. Originally they were of wooden construction and therefore easily destroyed during the Reformation. It was used as part of the Easter service, mainly during the 16th century, as a representation of Christ's tomb. From Good Friday until Easter Sunday were deposited the crucifix and sacred elements in commemoration of Christ's entombment and resurrection. Candles were lit around the sepulchre, burial clothes adorned, and parishioners stood guard until Easter morning, first Mass.
Here we also find the ombre and ombre lamp for use in home communions and for administering to the sick. Anointing oil is also stored here. The ombre lamp is kept lit at all times to signify God's presence and is only extinguished on Maundy Thursday and then relit on Easter Day. The ombre is a type of wall safe for keeping the blessed sacraments.
The main window here is by John Henry Durrell and depicts the two Marys at the sepulchre. Returning to the chancel and facing east, the view is dominated by the huge east window, the altar and reredos. The window is in three panels and is by John Hardman Powell, who was also responsible for the windows at the Palace of Westminster at this time. Its subjects are the Adoration of the Magi, symbolising faith, the Crucifixion, symbolising charity, and the Resurrection, symbolising hope. The window was removed in 2003 for restoration at a cost of £10,000 that was raised by public subscription and through a generous donation.
The reredos is made of stone and marble, and in 1975, as part of the centenary celebrations, it was decorated in its present colours, with the additional use of gold leaf, under the guidance of the wife of Canon Hempton, who took advice from Westminster Abbey. The royal coat of arms, previously seen, was refurbished at the same time, using the same materials. The work for both these projects was funded by a generous donor. The reredos shows Jesus, flanked by Mary holding lilies and Helen holding a cross, and surrounded by the disciples, six on one side and five on the other. The head of Judas Iscariot, undecorated and being consumed by fire can be seen in a panel below the feet of Jesus.
To the left of the altar we see the bishop's chair. Most churches boast of a church mouse, and ours is no exception. Certain of our members derive great pleasure from asking children to find it. It is, in fact, carved into the end of the bishop's prayer desk, which was made by the well-known woodcarver Robert Thompson of Kilburn, whose trademark is a mouse carved into every piece he produces. Looking to the right of the altar, on the south wall, we can see the sedilia, which are three stone seats provided for the priest and assistant clergy. The pecking order is apparent, as the priest's seat is noticeably higher than those of the assistants.
Moving back into the centre of the choir stalls and looking to the south, we have a good view of the organ built in 1900 by Foster and Andrews of Hull and installed in 1909. It is reputed to be one of the best parish church organs in this part of the country.
On leaving the chancel and dais on the south side, we pay respects to the fallen in the Second World War and the Falklands War, whose names are carved in the organ screen. To the left of this is a book of remembrance, and on the organ screen facing this book is a small bronze plaque in memory of the town's other Victoria Cross holder, Lieutenant George Gunn, who was the son of a local doctor. The plaque was originally in Little Neston Cottage Hospital, where the many friends of George Gunn had donated a bed. When the hospital closed, it was given to the church for safekeeping.